Let's call Ben.
Oh, what are you going to ask him?
Well, I'm going to ask him. You know, we have a poll that has named the best sitcom of all time.
Oh.
And just to get his kind of quirky point of view. Ben and Quirky.
I was going to say, that was a very dignified way of putting that.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy, is Ben there?
I haven't seen him yet, but let me check. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I haven't even looked. Yeah, his car's out there, so he's wandering the hall somewhere. Maybe he's in getting the sales staff charged up and ready to go out and sell something. Damn.
Okay. Again, riveting radio.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Radio on hold. Radio on hold.
If you'll tell me when we're doing this, I'll try and
I like it better like this. This is because
he likes
this
awkward
moments.
This is
professional radio, without a doubt. This is professional radio.
You want me to get Pac-Man fever?
What I wanted to do is talk to him about our Christmas music machine being broken.
This would be a great time to plug the beautiful SEC inaugural A&M football that's being auctioned on eBay right now. You can be a part of helping out with the Christmas Angels program. If you go on there and place a bid, it's been signed by Coach Kevin Sumlin himself, the man. He signed it with his own hand.
Yes,
and you can have it if you buy it. You can go right now and do that. It'll benefit 100%.
Wow, it's like an infomercial.
It really is. It's really very good, yeah.
I'm talking with my hands, too, but you can't see it.
Oh, well, we can't even see that. Why is the phone ringing?
He's not picking up, so.
Okay.
He might be in the sales meeting.
There's a sales meeting, of course.
Well,
silly me. Thank you. Okay.
You want me to go fetch him
up? No. It's not that important.
It's people needing to make money.
Yeah, it is. That's true. Well, but the thing is, again, what we do is we provide music for the entire building. You know, there's a speaker out in the atrium. If you haven't been in our building, we have an atrium. It's five stories tall. And so the music rings down from on high. And I hate that we can't bring any Christmas music.
Is this Robert Earl Keen?
It is. Here
we
go.
This song is awful.
At a Christmas party. I don't know this song. We were drinking champagne punch and homemade
eggnog. Little sister brought her new boyfriend. He was a Mexican. We didn't know what to think of him. Tell us, sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Brother Ken brought his kids with him. The three from his first wife, Lynn.
Yeah.
And the two identical twins from his second wife, Marinelle.
Uh-huh.
And why was this a good idea?
Of course, yeah, where's he brought the kicker? His new wife, Kay.
Who talks all about AA.
AA.
Chain smoking while the stereo plays. Noel.
There you go.
It just sounds like my family. What's the big deal?
That's right. And, well, again, there are people from Vermont who don't know about this. They don't know about Texas.
Okay.
So Robert Earl Keen did what he could to make sure that people understood. All right, so if I ask you...
I ask you never to do that again, would you?
No, because it's Robert Earl Keen. Yeah, you got to do that. So anyway... Kat may have a vote. She may not. She may have no opinion. But there's a new poll that is named the best sitcom. Kevin, you got any thoughts?
Best? You know, I'm a classics guy. I loved The Honeymooners.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I Love Lucy's got to be in there somewhere.
Uh-huh. This poll was conducted by 60 Minutes and Vanity Fair.
Well, can I do my vote?
Of course you will. I'm just kind of giving some background.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I figured you'd say the Flintstones.
No,
but
I like Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son. Okay, all right. Top vote getter with 22% was Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Followed by...
The Show About Nothing.
Yeah. Followed by The Honeymooners.
Oh, really?
Yep, that's right. Friends came in at 16th. Percent ranked third. See, I don't get that. I never watched it, so I can't really judge it.
Yeah, but. I've at least seen one episode of Seinfeld, but all they did was walk around a parking garage.
Yeah, Seinfeld. Well, again, I liked Seinfeld. Cheers came in after that with 14%. The rest of the top ones at 5, 6, and 7 would be Arrested Development, Really liked that. Didn't start watching it until it was already off the air, but boy. Mary Tyler Moore.
Great
That's
show.
Good, yeah. And 30 Rock also in there. Now, it's interesting. I guess Andy Griffith wasn't a sitcom. Is that, can we?
I wouldn't think it was a sitcom.
What would you call it?
I don't know. I mean, but situation comedy is what that's supposed to be. And
well,
it was just
Gilligan's Island is situation
comedy. Yeah, right, okay,
comedy.
Right. But I mean, but it was just a great show, too,
yeah, it was.
On top of everything else. But it didn't make the list. Again, having things like 30 Rock in there and Arrested Development shows that these were younger people probably
yeah.
who answered these.
When I don't asking, know, but the Honeymooners finished second.
Yeah, that is. Well, that's a good point. You're right. That's true. When asked in the same poll about late night hosts most likely to make them laugh, 24% said Jay Leno, although Leno beat David Letterman with 13%, Jimmy Fallon with 12%, and Conan O'Brien with 12%. Conan O'Brien hasn't made me laugh yet.
I don't think any of them are terribly funny.
I like Craig Ferguson. I like his delivery.
I do, too.
I like his delivery. I'm not sure that his jokes are that funny, but he tells a joke well.
Well, and he's Scottish, so it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good. That's true. All right, retail sales trends, the 8 Cyber Monday and other bestsellers last week. Number 8 was Nexus 7 tablets. Number 7 was Beats, the headphones from Beats by Dre. Is that what they were called? Yep. Number 6 was Xbox 360. Number 5 was iPad 2. Number 4 was coats from the North Face. Watches by Michael Kors came in number 3. Coach handbags. If you ever, 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 ever want to pay way too much for something, just go to Coach. Well, I needed a new wallet, I don't know, sometime this year or something. Went into the Coach store, you know.
Oh, you should do like me. I bought a wallet at Walmart when I was 12 years old, and I still use it.
Well, okay. But
it's working for me.
Take my wallet out maybe more often than you do. I'm not sure. But anyway, I looked at that, and it was like $189. I'm going, well, I don't really need a wallet that's worth that much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't need a wallet that has this is going to cost more than what's in it.
Yeah, well, good point. I'll never carry that much, so why would I spend that much?
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with the solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with the matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
We Texans don't like getting caught in the middle of the stampede during the Christmas season, so just mosey over to the Texas Trading Post at txtraders.com. You'll find more affordable Texas gifts than you can shake a stick at. Ornaments, corporate gifts, apparel, beautiful metal art, Aggie gifts, and one of a kind made in Texas products. TXTraders.com, the best local online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Texas gifts at affordable prices. TXTraders.com.
Christmas at the Creek going to be going on this weekend at College Station's Wolfpen Creek Park. Starts at 6 o'clock and wraps up at 9 this Friday and Saturday. It's free admission and there's free parking across the street at Post Oak Mall. And they've got a hayride that'll drop you off from Post Oak Mall parking lot right over there to Colgate Drive entrance of Wolfpen Creek. If you'd like some information as to what they're going to be having each night, actually I can tell you, but if you want to have the full list, it's a cstx.gov/Christmas. But Friday night, basically going to have the Gospel Christmas. And then they have different acts, and that's what you'll find on the website, the different acts that they'll have. And then on Saturday, December the 8th, it's Bring Your Pet and Enjoy a Movie. They'll do How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the animated version in Polar Express. So that'll be available for you on Saturday. Now, if you grew up with the idea of Christmas in the park, they are still doing some of that. Some of the things that you may have remembered at Christmas in the park are still there at Stephen C. Beachy Central Park to enjoy, especially the giant lighted Christmas tree, the Tower of Power. That'll be there. So a little bit of something for everybody either at Christmas at the Creek at Wolfpen Creek Park or Christmas in the Park over at Beachy Central Park. And don't forget Chef Tay and Southern Comfort Road Trip and Cake Junkie. We'll have their mobile food trucks out there so you can enjoy that for coming up this weekend. More than you can shake a stick at. That was in that commercial again a minute ago from Texas Trading Post. I just, you know, one of those things that you really like about the English language, I don't know where that ever came from. Have no idea. But you say it and people obviously know what you're talking about. I just don't know for the life of me where they got shake a stick because When was the last time you shook a stick at anything?
I've shaken a stick at animals.
Okay, but
that's after she rough talked him.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Run him off.
Dang straight.
They have beautiful hair.
So, let's say that you live in a world of elevators. We don't, you know, we don't really deal with elevators a whole lot here. Well, we do, but generally people don't because we don't have that many tall buildings. But
gotcha.
But when you travel, you do. Now you press the button and you wait for the elevator. How long before you get impatient and agitated? Well, a lady named Teresa Christie says 20 seconds. Teresa works for the Otis Elevator Company. She spent a quarter of a century developing systems that make elevators run as perfectly as possible, which means most rides in a car are less than 20 seconds, and that's about how long you want to wait for that car to get there. Elevators were developed in the 19th century, which obviously changed the way people lived in cities. And actually, Teresa's had to work on the Petronas Tower in Malaysia, which is 1,483 feet tall.
That's a lot of elevator.
Yes, it is. During a recent $550 million upgrade of the Empire State Building, Teresa was asked whether she could help get more people to the observation deck. She said, well, I can't get more people in a car, but we can move it more quickly. And they apparently were able to speed it up by 20%. It moves at 20 feet per second. 20
wow.
feet per second. So it goes 80 floors in about 48 seconds. Now, rather than having riders wait for the first available car, Otis has a new system called the Compass System, where riders input the floor that they want on a keypad touchscreen, and they're told which car to take. The result is things move more orderly in the lobby. And again, if you're in an office building where, you know, it's got 25 floors and you're stopping every floor, that's probably kind of annoying.
Now, yeah.
One myth that she strikes down is the door close buttons. You know, people say the door close buttons don't work. She said sometimes they do, but
well,
sometimes they don't.
One here does, one on one elevator, the other one doesn't.
Well, they said it's up to the building owner. You know, if the building owner wants to program it so that it will work, then it does. The challenges she deals with depends on the place. At a hotel in the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia, she has to make sure that the elevators can clear a building quickly enough to get most people out five times a day for prayer. See, we don't have to think about that. In Japan, riders immediately want to know which car will serve them, indicated by a light and the sound of a gong. Even if the elevator won't arrive for 30 seconds, that way they can go stand in front of the proper elevator. Cultures with elevators. Used to be just climb stairs. Another problem, though, is how many people can fit in an elevator. In Asia, more people will board a car than in Europe or New York, she said. Westerners prefer more personal space. So when she programs an elevator system, she uses different weights for the average person by region. The average U.S. American, 22 pounds heavier than the average Chinese. That's because we have Cheesecake Factory and they don't. If they had Cheesecake Factory, they'd be fat like us, but they don't. So that's the reason. I think I'm going to just put it all on them.
I like that.
This flu season could be the worst in a decade. Yep. Health officials say they're already seeing a spike in flu cases several months early. The bad news is that while flu rates usually don't spike until January or February, the flu-like illness have hit 2.2% baseline in the U.S. This is the earliest that has happened since the 03-04 season. It's funny, we talk about that, it's 80-whatever degrees out there, and we're talking about worrying about getting your flu shot. Hello?
Is that how many fat Americans you fit in that elevator?
Yes, sir, that's how many fat ones.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
This Christmas, we're asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. These children are specially selected and wouldn't have a Christmas present without your help. Choose a Christmas angel from a tree set up at both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominic Drive and 800 University Drive in College Station. You can also see the children's wishes at mychristmasangels.com. These children have Christmas wishes just like any child, and we hope you'll choose to help them on Christmas morning.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
You know, one of the things that we really work hard in doing is making sure that we are service-oriented for our listeners. So when they want to be a part of the show, like to tell a joke, we always want them to do that. Good morning.
Oh,
you have an elevator joke, is that correct?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, you may go.
There was this family from the country that went into New York, and they're in the middle of this lobby, and they see this elevator. And they're watching it, they're wondering what it is, and they watch this lady in a wheelchair get in this wheel elevator. And a few seconds later, the door opened up, and this real beautiful lady walked out. The father looked at Junior and said, "Hey, go get your mom."
All right, thank you, sir. All right. Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
You know, from time, and see, now that started. So from time to time, you know, we do jokes here. And actually within those jokes, sometimes we do jokes of people with indeterminate hair color.
I see.
Because we don't want to classify anybody necessarily.
I'm glad you don't
that.
Want to no. classify anyone,
and,
Scott.
And more often than not, when we do these jokes with people of indeterminate hair color, it's females. But
well.
Today, I have a male joke about
well.
That. So, two men of indeterminate hair color.
You are such a mess.
Found three hand grenades, okay? They decided to take them to the police station.
I just want to say the indeterminate hair color is dyed. It's not the real color.
Sure. One asked, "What if one explodes before we get there?" And the other one said, "Well, we'll lie and tell them we only found two." Okay. There. Yeah, I know. Answer. We'll do that again some other time.
Oh, hey, Cody, can we?
At whitehouse.gov, you can start a petition, and supposedly, if you get, 25,000 signatures, the White House promises to look it over. Fingers crossed, here we go. Someone has started to begin construction of a Death Star. Yes, that's right. They want the government to fund it.
Wow.
That's
yes.
awesome.
So there we go. So if they can get 25,000, maybe the government will look in.